Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many know sickness is a thief?
Yes.
It's a thief. Steals the strength you need to do things in life. Steals your time and enjoyment with your family and friends. Steals your money.
Yes.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
There's no way, no how any disease is a blessing from God. No way. It's a curse. I said, it's a curse. No. And his heart was moved towards them. If it was God who put these diseases on them and is teaching anything, then by him removing it, he's opposing the Father. And you'd think that out of thousands of people, you would find at least a couple of unlucky ones. That it wasn't his will to heal or not his will yet, but not a one. Somebody say, not a one, not a one. Not a one. There's forgiveness mercy. There's healing mercy. Say, Father of mercies. Father of mercies. Go with me to the 15th chapter. Matthew 15 now. Forget not all his benefits. Matthew 15:30. 15:30, and great what? Now, how many people is this? A multitude can be thousands. A great multitude's more than that. Great multitudes. This could be tens of thousands. There were some big crowds. They came to him having with them those that were lame and blind and dumb and maimed. It's missing body parts. And many others, and they cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he did what?
He healed them,
insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see. And they did what? Nothing is said about all that being maimed and diseased glorifying God. It was when they got healed that it glorified the God of Israel.
Right.
Sin doesn't glorify God. Forgiveness does. Disease doesn't glorify God. Healing does. Healing does. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And verse 32, it goes on. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, what? I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I'll not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. And without reading the rest of it, this is one of the miracles of the multiplication of the fishes and loaves. There's not only forgiveness mercy. There's not only healing mercy. There is provision mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy you don't earn. Mercy you don't deserve. It was just given to you. If he was moved with compassion toward people who are out of food, has he changed?
No.
Is he a respecter of persons?
No.
Then does he care if you have plenty?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Does his mercy extend to your material realm?
Yes.
It used to.
It still does.
I said to you, what was there forgiveness mercy?
Yes.
In his ministry?
Yes.
Was there healing mercy?
Yes.
Was there provision mercy?
Yes.
When did it change? When did he change? Is he less merciful now than when he was on the earth? No. No. People have changed. Things have not been preached and taught. They've been lost. Other things that are not the Word have been preached and taught. People have believed that instead. So they haven't reached out to receive it. Go to Hebrews. In closing, I think. If somebody said, well, if the Lord is so moved, if He cares so much, moved with compassion. Why doesn't he do something? One big reason. Because he already has. If the Lord cares so much, if he's moved by people's pain and their hurt and their need, why didn't he do something? Have you ever heard of John 3:16?
Yes.
For God
so loved
the world that what?
Amen.
Has this already happened or not?
Yes.
He gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can the lost man or woman say, if God loves me so much, why didn't he do something about saving me? They're wrong. Why won't he do something? He already has. Somebody say, he already has. He already has. Well, how can the sick man or woman say, if God cares so much about me, if he's moved with compassion, why don't he do something about this? Why don't he do something? Because he already has. Already has what? Anybody remember Isaiah? Anybody remember Isaiah? Surely he bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. He was bruised for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. Was. He was bruised for our iniquities. Has it happened?
Yes.
By stripes, Peter says, you were healed. Why didn't he do something? Wrong question. Why won't the Lord do something about saving these people? You know, it's really incorrect to pray for your loved ones and friends, please God, save them. Oh, please God, save them. He already has. They need to receive it. Can you see that? Does Jesus need to do anything else to save your relatives or your friends? He took their sins. He carried them. He paid the price. What you need to pray is, Lord, send laborers across their path. Enlighten the eyes of their heart and understanding. Help them to see their need of him and lead them to faith to receive. Now, he won't make them do it, but even if they don't receive, keep believing it. He'll bring them back. He'll bring them back. We talked about that in front of the service, right? You didn't necessarily receive them the first time either. But just keep believing. He'll keep bringing them back. And if they will, won't God do anything? He has done something. And he's continuing. Jesus is at the right hand of the majesty where he ever lives to make intercession for us. I mean, it's so disrespectful to say, why don't you do something? If I was God and I had all that power, I'd do something. He has done something. He gave the most precious thing he had. He's already done it all. He doesn't need to do something. Human beings need to show him some respect and reverence and believe him. And humble themselves before him and acknowledge his lordship and obey him. And miracles happen when you do. Forgiveness, cleansing, healing, deliverance, provision. Is he the Father of mercies? Mercies. Somebody say mercies. Is there forgiveness mercy? Is there healing mercy? Is there provision mercy? Jesus was moved with compassion on all these things, and he has not changed. Are you at Hebrews? 4th chapter. Is Hebrews in the New Testament?
Yes.
Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Is he touched?
Yes.
Is he moved with compassion still?
Yes.
Even at the right hand of majesty on high. Does he care?
Yes,
he cares. You know, he wept over Jerusalem when he was here on the earth. Why? He said, I'm going to paraphrase, if you only knew what's available to you right now, if you only knew who was here, if you only knew Scripture's being fulfilled, God's answered your prayers. He came to His own, and what happened? They don't want Him. And people say, why don't He do something? He's here. He's done everything. Why won't you receive? It's not why won't He do something. It's why won't people believe and receive. Can you see this, friend? It's the devil that has twisted this around. Well, if He's such a good God, why don't He do? He has. He has. Come on, somebody say, He has. He has. He has. He has done everything that would ever need to be done for everybody, already bought and paid for. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And because of that, what? Let us, therefore. Oh, hallelujah. What does that mean, let us, therefore? Therefore refers to the previous thoughts. What? Because we not only know He can, we know He's moved with compassion. We know He's touched. When our needs are not met, when our body's hurt, when we've missed it and we feel condemned and ashamed, He didn't want you to be that way. He's gone to great lengths to deliver you from that. He doesn't want you to be like that. So what? Don't run from Him. Don't act like dummy. Don't stand there and accuse God and rail at Him. Come. Boldly. That doesn't mean arrogantly and proudly. That just means without fear and without reservation. Just come right on up to where? To where? Not bombarding the gates of heaven. We're talking about a lot further inside. Let's bombard the gates. No, let's come on in. Come on in. Why hang out at the gates? Come on in boldly. To where? To the very throne of grace. Why? 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 That we may obtain mercy is not what you deserved. Mercy is what you didn't deserve. Obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me